Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. And today I welcome Henry Yaita, a world missionary lecturer for Happy Science and for Master Ryuho Okawa's, who is a renowned spiritual leader and also author of The Heart of Work, with a simple goal: to help people find happiness and create a better world. Hello, Henry, and thank you for joining us today. And for our listeners, I have interviewed several other lecturers who have spoken on other books by Master Okawa.
Uh-huh.
So you can go to my website, CherylGlick.com, to access these shows and and many others from noted metaphysical authors on the radio link of my homepage. Henry, as listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, in each show, I interview authors and leaders in the metaphysical fields who explore the universal laws of energy in relation to better understanding our spiritual and physical world, so we can merge this duality, as we are both spiritual and physical beings. And many people focus mostly on the physical, but it is not a life well lived and fulfilled unless we merge our two energies together. All our shows focus in one way or another on awakening to the possibilities of understanding who we are as spiritual beings. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Henry Yaita, an attorney with a business career at Mitsubishi Corporation responsible for international trade, will share ways to blossom into your calling, to infuse value and purpose and devotion into work that feeds your will and spirit, showing how to develop a leadership mindset and to work with the spirit of love, use the power of rest and relaxation for long-lasting health and vitality. And isn't that the key to a successful life, being able to merge all the elements of our work and our family and play and learning and sharing with other individuals? So, Henry, I always love to ask my guests, because I get such wonderful insights into the people when I ask this question. So I want you to think back to your childhood, to remember a place or a person or a dream that they may have thought about a lot, because I believe the adult's already within the child and our life goals are deeply within us. We brought it with us into this life, and sometimes they're recognized early on by the child or others around them, or sometimes it takes a little while. So what comes to mind for you when you were
younger?
Well,
so the dream I used to have during my childhood?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So, well, actually, my father used to be a pilot of the Japanese Self-Defense Force, and my father flew frequently, so I dreamed of becoming a person who can protect country or people from the intrusion and anything, and as a pilot. I dreamed of flying as a pilot.
That's very interesting. Because I would think of a protector like myself who's interested in healing and helping people know more about themselves the same way. Anyone who loves people loves themselves wants to do that. That's wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
All right, let's go on to what what might have inspired Ryuho Okawa, who's the author of the book we're talking about today, to think about what work means in our life.
So probably for those who know Ryuho Okawa as a spiritual leader, some people may wonder why such a spiritual leader write about the work. Riho Okawa is a great spiritual leader, actually, who has a great enlightenment, who can see the past, present, and future, not only individual and the human race, and he knows the laws of the mind. However, just after he attained great enlightenment, he worked in a trading company, general trading company, and he also had experience in work in Wall Street. So he had to work with the kind of financial traders every day and every moment. And even such a tight schedule, he actually continued to communicate with various spirits, including high spirits and also the spirit beside opposing the people who are working with him. So by having those experiences, he got kind of a confidence and confirmation that the mind is the work of the mind related with the achievement of the work, of the happiness in the workplace, all these things. So when he wrote about the what is work in the monthly magazine of Happy Science, he got a very strong response from the readers and members that they need to learn more about the essence of work. So that's why he decided to think further and started writing, especially the writings in this book. And maybe the most prominent and attractive one is in chapter 5.
You
That is
know,
working with the spirit of love. Yeah.
yes, with spiritual love. Yes, I think a willingness to serve a greater purpose and a
Yes.
devotion to spirit or universal love or
Yes.
the divine
Yes.
are what make it possible for us to find our calling and to enjoy a healthy, prosperous, vibrant
Yeah.
life. So
Yeah.
it really can't be separated. And I think that when people understand that all the parts are make us united
Yeah.
individually and collectively,
Yes.
we're all going to do better in the world. Why
Yeah.
does Ryoho Okawa think
Yes.
of our work, and this is important, and our heart not as separate parts of our lives, but is
Yeah.
inseparable?
Yes.
So what does he think of our inner world and our work as being the same thing, only just expressed in different form? So
Yeah,
what can you say about that?
of course, Ryoho Okawa tells us in this book that mind is an important element. And Ryoho Okawa tells us important element to lead you to career success are not only your ability, but more importantly, their passion, feeling, or gratitude, or how you interact with other people. Most importantly, and the laws of love, which is golden rules, which are
Yes.
at work even in our office hours. He confirmed all these laws are working in the workplace. So he wanted to let people know the laws of love applies in your workplace. This is one point. Then also he mentioned about humans' desire to work. So I suppose you must have a kind of strong desire to work for another person. And even during your childhood, you might have a strong urge to do something, right?
I think we all do, yes. I think
Yeah.
children are filled with dreams and
Yes.
potential, and they
Yeah.
already have instincts or
Yeah.
intuition that are going to lead them to what they want to bring into the world. What I really think is we're all expressing either our light or shadow sides of soul energy into the world,
Yeah.
either
Yeah.
consciously or unconsciously, and
Yes.
work is just another way for us to express what is valuable to us, and that is
Absolutely.
love, and that is what we're saying here. That is love. Do you believe most people are grateful that they have work to do, and is this important?
Well, so they're supposed to be. However, I would say that most people cannot feel grateful because they cannot understand the true meaning or true essence of work in the workplace. And Ryuho Okawa talk about this in this book, especially in chapter one, that as you mentioned, everybody has been imbued with a desire to work from by God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Ryuho Okawa mentioned that God gave us the desire to work so that he could share his joy of creation with us. So he expects us to enjoy work and do something, create something through the work. And he expects us to feel joy of creation. That is God's intention. In other words, actually, work and jobs are the one we are given from God. And God is always with us. If you can understand this, probably you will see the work quite differently. That is one important point, to feel grateful that we are given job.
And I do. I do think it is very important to be grateful for every opportunity we have, and whatever work we have, we should do it lovingly and to the best of our ability, because it's always offering us new opportunities to meet different people and then have other work opportunities. So our real success in life, our spiritual success, does depend on our devotion to something greater than ourselves. And and when we discover that, I know what great joy I've had in all the work experiences I've had throughout my life, being with people and learning new things and sharing and learning more about myself. I have great gratitude for work, and I try to show in my example how I take on great challenges and do the best I can, never perfect, but just doing the best, and that's all we really have to do. But it's very important, and we must be grateful, because that's where we're going to find the true essence of ourself. It's not really doing the work that's important. It's being part of the unfolding and process of learning that we are connected to spirit or God, and God's within us, and the energy is around us, within us, and for us, and lovingly for us. I think that's why it's so very important. And how are individuals imbued with this desire to work? You started to say something about that before. When they're born as children, what do they begin to want to express, even through play or through reading or through eating, whatever it is
some boy fond of playing baseball or sports, and some girls, people want to play piano, that they feel joy. Yeah, this sort of joy must be the hint for you to find out your calling or vocation, I think.
Okay, so we're not supposed to just sit around and do nothing. We have this desire to work. We're born with it. It's part of the human and spiritual journey. And it's happening to all of us. There will be people who sometimes will say, well, I don't want to work 50 years like you do. I just want to work a few years and then take it easy. But even if they're following hobbies, they're still doing work, because they're still learning more about themselves and the world. So everything is a form.
Yes. But so that is true. But also, even in your job and work, if you look at the work and job from a different aspect, you may be able to find out joy in the workplace, I guess. That's what I experienced by reading Ryu Hawker's books, How to Work.
It's a wonderful book, and it has much more than talking about work and how to become a successful leader.
It has
everything about how to become a successful soul living a wonderful physical life. So for our listeners, it's a book very well worth reading. What are the different forms of compensation God has given us? Because we do have compensation from everything we do, and work is included in that. So what are the forms of compensation?
Ryu Hooker said that the work you we devote our life, your life, will never go unrewarded. So we will surely get rewarded, but such reward may come in a different, various different manner. Of course, you say if you do a good job, you can get compensated as a salary. However, if you do a good job and creative job, you must feel deep joy within yourself. This must be one of the important reward. And also, as you do a good job, you will receive appreciation from other people, or nice smiling face of satisfaction by other people.
Yes.
Yeah, all these things are your reward. So if you open your eyes, you get many, many rewards from your work.
Absolutely.
That's what the New Yorker says.
Yeah, sometimes we are rewarded with a good family, a home, financial stability so that we can prepare for our later years. Or we can travel and have the freedom to try new adventures.
Yes.
That's all compensation. But it comes from consistency and dedication and to finding your calling. Because once you find your calling, you really will love the work you do. And it won't really be work.
Yes.
It really won't seem like work. So let's discuss several steps. There are three steps to devoting your life to work. So tell us something about discovering your calling, developing a zest for work, and filling your heart with gratitude. Those are the three steps, and they're very, they're all important. So tell us something about that.
Yes, sure. So first of all, it is very important to find out your calling, and if you, whenever you find out calling, probably you cannot stop working hard because you feel a mission. And then that will lead you to get great zest, zeals to your work. And as you do it, the most important thing, as we discussed, it is important to open your eyes and how you are blessed and how you are helped from God and helped from Heavenly Source. Actually, there are guiding spirits to accomplish your missions, and there are co-workers who are helping you. So as you deepen your gratitude, so you become more and more devoted to your work, and your work will become more and more successful.
Absolutely. And when you say we must develop a zest for work, it's very important to have enthusiasm. You know, sometimes when I get done with a show like this I'm talking to my guest afterwards, they say to me, Cheryl, I can feel the passion and energy coming through in the show, in the words, in your voice. And without that, it's not, without that zest and that passion, then it's time to find something else that you want to explore. Because it doesn't mean you've lost it. It means that you've come to a point where you've done enough in that area, and it's time to do something else. But you must have an enthusiasm and zest. Otherwise, you cannot enjoy it, and you cannot have other people enjoy it, and you cannot be at the top of your game, so to put it. So we also have to fill our heart with gratitude. We talked about that earlier because without that, we're missing the core of our heart. And our heart is invested in everything we do, most especially the work that many people pour their heart into for 30, 40, 50 years. So that is very, very, and I'm glad you said receiving guidance from God or heavenly spirits is essential.
Yeah.
Because without opening up to that help, without knowing that help exists, you're at a loss. You can you're at a loss for what to do. You can't really do it in the best way.
Yeah, by recognizing it, you will feel how wonderful this world is. Yeah.
The world is wonderful if you know who you are, a spiritual being, having a physical life. For people who don't know that, they develop a great deal of suffering and fear.
Yeah.
and anger and loneliness. People who know are able to allow and accept and surrender to their destiny and their life plan, and it goes so much better. Now, we were talking about relationships before and how work offers us a great way to understand other people. So why is it important at work to have great relationships? And what are three ways to understand the human beings around us more deeply, to know them on a deeper level?
So actually, we work in a workplace by on purpose, or there must be a meaning. One meaning is to learn from such workplaces various things, and at the same time, we to accomplish a mission. And to accomplish your work, you cannot work alone. You need to get help from other people. And as you become successful, you have to work with more and more people. You need to take a leadership. So in order to manage all these people, you need to know about other people. So that's why Ryuho Okawa stresses importance, how it is very important to understand about human.
Yes, he says it's very important to learn from our experiences and also to find a mentor or teacher so we can cultivate accurate insights. And the third way, he says, is to read. Now, when I was becoming interested in this spiritual book work, I read and read and read and read, and I
Great, great. That's exactly what Ryuho said in this book. Thank you very much to mention about it.
Yes, very important to read because reading expands our thinking because we're sharing a way another person learned about how important it is to be grateful for our spiritual life. So, yeah, I love that he put that in the book. And he said to read biographies of great historical figures, and a second genre to read would be historical events or also literature and poetry, which teaches us what touches people's hearts. It's very beautiful. So what is the sign of a true leader? Right now, we're going into in America into a presidential election. And Okawa talks about true leaders. So can you tell us something about true leaders?
He's referring to the true leaders who are going to lead the new field. So, especially these days, we are now living in a kind of unforeseeable confusion, confusing situations. That's why we need a new leaders. And he says the first point to become a great leader is that he had experienced to go through the hardships.
They had to go through their
And
own
the first point
hardships.
is, they made a great achievement during the first half of their life. This is the first point. Some people may get must have graduated from a top university or made a lot of effort to get degrees, or some other people may have made some other achievement, but they experienced a very important success. This is very important. And second point is, they have experience to go through the setback trials.
Very
And
important, yes.
this is very important to become a leader and understand about people's sufferings. And by having such experiences, people can understand. He has the ability to go over, what should I say, comfort. He has ability to success through such conflict or trials.
I
And
think,
third
well,
point,
yeah, I'll go on, please.
Third point, condition is he has ability to integrate different field of knowledge and experiences and create new things.
Absolutely. And I think also true leaders, they conquer their own fears, and they must feel empathy and understand how other people feel, so they can carry on calmly through difficult times, and sometimes they have to wait for conditions to improve. But basically, I think true leaders continue to develop themselves. They grow, and they keep learning, and they adapt and change. They don't keep the same old ideas forever and ever. And I think that's probably one of the most important things. Can you tell us something about the Happy Science movement that you're a part of and its spiritual education and political divisions?
Oh, yeah. So Happy Science is working to create, realize true happiness of everybody in this planet. So our activity is centered around the religious activities, of course, because true essence of human is a mind, and attaining true happiness is very important by deepening our understanding and wisdom and practicing giving love and so on. So we are having a Happy Science branches all over the United States. We at this stage, we have 10 temples in the United States, including one in New York, Tribeca, where I am now, Los Angeles, which is in Pasadena. And all these area branches, you can attend meditation sessions or self-reflective meditation session to reflect upon your life and find out and attain wisdom from your experiences and make those wisdom to the source of your father, improvement of your soul. And we can have a study sessions. You can meet with other people and discuss freely and deepen your enlightenment. At the same time, and also we are now spreading Ryuho Oka's idea about creating public happinesses. So we are now sending a message about political field too, especially in Japan.
Yes, I know. I'm going to be interviewing someone very shortly from your group who will be talking about the laws of justice.
Yes.
And I'm very excited about that. I want to thank you, Henry Yaita, for discussing The Heart of Work by the founder of the Happy Science, Ryuho Okawa, and discussing one of his books today, Exploring the Nature of Man and Universal Source, which provide inspiration for personal and collective success in life. To purchase these books, go to okawabooks.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have discussed the joy and purpose of work as a divine exercise in living life with finding your calling, having a zest for living, and gratitude for learning and loving. As Okawa states and writes, the business environment has undergone drastic changes over recent years. This has led to a growing sense of uncertainty about the future and an increasing demand for clearer guidelines for succeeding at work. This book, The Heart of Work, outlines a philosophy developed at my organization, Happy Science. It is my sincere hope that a greater number of people will learn and master that philosophy of work, and that this book will help them achieve true success. Master Okawa, Henry, and we're all going to ask our listeners to remember their soul being and the gifts of spirit that reside within. And Okawa wrote, we all have the ability to create something new using the unique talents that each of us has. We are capable of producing a variety of objects from a single material. We are in a blessed position to feel the same sense of joy that the primordial God of the great universe experienced at the time of creations. The essence of work is very, very closely related to the nature of human beings. God gave us the desire to work so that he could share his joy of creation with us. And we are intimately connected to the energy of creation, each other, and success in life and work depends on holding on to that truism. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com. to read about and listen to the authors and visionaries as they explore their own inner worlds and the ways for creating our best life through understanding energy and the infinite possibilities for living with dignity and soul purpose. Shows may be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you for listening.